For sure, to Rabbi Cohen or the Kal Kadosh. While everybody's rapping, whoever wants, I'm going to start a few halakhot while you're rapping, or if you want to take something for breakfast, please. Go ahead.
Wow.
That's okay. Thank you. So, last time I talked about chocolate covered, sugar covered nuts, things like that. So, I was speaking to my father. He mentioned Lebas is a sugar-coated almond that Assyrians have. Rabbi Mansur had it on a daily halacha. 2009, original. His one time he wrote about it, he just wrote from the Or LeZion. Since we had the Ben Ish Chai who said, you should try with the sugar and the nut, you should try to take off the sugar, make two brachot. And take off the sugar, make shakol, and then have the nut make hayetz. And I was saying what it sounded like, from what we said last time, what I thought from the Maran, Shulchan Aruch, and in the end of Reish Bet, and Chacham Avadya in Chazon Avadya, was that you just make Hayetz, and he quoted Prima Gadim, who said, even if it's raw, majority sugar, you still make Hayetz, because that's the main thing, the main thing is the nut. That's what Chacham Avadya just quoted, Or LeZion, who said, since the Ben Ish Chai said it's safek, so you should make two brachot. The people are going to get fused two brachot. Just make one bracha, shakol. The sugar is the ikar. So that's what Rabbi Mansur Paskin said, shakol on the sugar covered, the leves, the sugar covered almond. However, 2020, there was a different daily halacha. There he quoted three shitos. He quoted there the Ben Ish Chai, and he quoted the Or LeZion, and he also quoted in Kol Chacham Avadya, but he quoted from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is basically the simple perush in Shulchan Aruch, is that if you have nuts with honey on them or sugar, then it's hayetz. So he said, Abikamar, so that's all I'll leave it as for that halakha. Either one works. All right, moving on to a different question. Sugar. We talked about this other times. Now we'll discuss a little bit more. And with this, we'll try to wrap up Siman Reish Beis, and then we'll skip ahead. So what's the bracha on sugar? So you think it's obvious? We all know what the bracha. In fact, this is one of the very, very old questions. That goes back to the Gaonim. We have from the Bahag. He quotes a machlokin Gaonim. He's one of the first Sfarim that we have in Halakha. There's a big machlokin. Who is really the author of the Bahag? But either way, the Bahag wrote that some of the Gaonim said that it's ha'etz. It comes from a tree. So of course the bracha should be ha'etz on the sugar cane. They're talking about sugar cane that grows what? It comes from the ground. Sugar cane is a big, it's a weed, it's a grass, whatever. It grows similar to like bamboo. It grows out, shoot out of the ground. It grows, whatever, 10 feet tall, or if you grow a few feet tall. And out of the inside of the sugar cane, you suck out the inside, or what they do to make the sugar is they cook it, and they take what comes out is the sugar, it crystallizes, and then they clean it out from everything else, refine, and then you get your sugar, the powder that we have, that's the sugar. If you actually get, one time we got for Rosh Hashanah the sugar cane to make a shachianu, and I tried it. It's not as sweet as sugar. The sugar cane is a lot of water. It's like a plant. It's like eating an apple. It's 75% water. So if you suck out the actual sugar cane, it tastes good. You make a shachol, but it's not like sugar. The sugar that we have, a teaspoon of regular sugar. Anyway, what bracha? So it says the Bahag, first opinion is ha'etz. It's like a fruit of the tree. This is the main fruit of the tree. Second opinion in the Gaonim, he says, some say it's hadama. Because it's similar where the Gemara says by kafritzin. By the slaf, as caper bush, the Gemara has on the evyono, the tamarim, like the leaves, on certain berries are not the main berries, you make hadama. The Gemara says, because it's not like the korah, it's not like the heart of palm in the days of the Gemara, you didn't plant it for that at all. This is not the adaita to shoot. People plant it even for the leaves. People want to eat the leaves. But since it's not the main fruit, mamash, it's not the main thing, you're not going to make ha'etz. It's not the peri. Every make hayetz. It's like eating a leaf. It's an edible leaf. You make hadama. So that's what some said about the sugar cane. That's the two shiton and gaonim. The Rambam quotes this. That's the most rishonim. Most rishonim come out hayetz. It sounds like a toast. So most rishonim would say hayetz. Some would say hadama. And there's all different shito. The Mishkan of Yaakov says this. Bahag is l'shitato. What he says about dvash tamarim. We talked about like honey. What's the bracha on date honey? So Bahag says it's hayetz. And we said it might have to do with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says on all mashke perod, on anything that comes from fruit juice, on orange juice, we make hayetz according to the Bahag. That's what we said. And the Mishkan Yaakov says this mahalach. However, the other achronim say no. really the Bahag is a unique shita by Dvash Marim, is because it says in the Pasuk, that's what the Rosh and the Rashba say for the Bahag. It's because it says in the Pasuk, Eretz Chitah Zorah given to you, not Eretz, Zishem and Dvash, and it says in the Pasuk, so that's why you can't have one of the Shemana Minim be a Shahakal. So it has to be Ayiz. Okay, that's the Bahag opinion, but really, you can't start expanding this to sugar and other things. But either way, that's the Mishkan of Yaakov, Adar Achronim, Chacham Avadya quotes. Either way, though, when it comes to sugar, we have those two opinions of the Gaonim. The Rambam comes along and he says, nearly, ain't it pri? It's not a pri at all. And he says, and further, lo yeh, that the, it shouldn't be adiv, it shouldn't be better than dvash marim, which is nishtana, which was not changed very much, but it flowed, it came out, you squeezed it out of the dates, or somehow you got it out of this, and this was nishtana aladeh, or shouldn't be any better than the, which was cooked, it shouldn't be better than the honey, date honey. So therefore he said shakol. That's the Rambam. Sugar, exactly, we were talking before, it tastes better. You could say it's nishtana aladeh. The Rambam, I think, is saying, the kesa mish... okay. That far, nishtani le'iluya will say we keep the same bracha. Nishtani le'iluya to change the bracha by mezono when the chitei de kimcha, that's where we say it. Because before that, nobody eats raw grain, raw flour. Nobody eats the shakol or hadama with the raw grain. But when you change it, it becomes mezono. By mezono, yes, it's the ikar pri. Over here, you can change from a shakol to hadama. If you have a raw potato, shakol, cooked is hadama. You can't change between hadama and eitz, or at least I don't think so, because both of them are a pri. It's just the question is this, the main pri or not? Okay, interesting. If someone says otherwise, I hear your learning is a good question. So, to change between eitz and, no, the changing between hadama to eitz, that I haven't seen. Yeah, what were you want to say? Yeah, going from hadama, eitz hadama, also not so kind of strange. But there is a Hagot, there is some Shita like that. That I can imagine. The Hagot Ashri says that is the opinion of the Bahag by the Dvash Tmarim, is it changed from Ha'etz Hadama. That's a Shechter likes this opinion, that approach. Nachid Chadarga, the Bach calls it. You go down one step. More Chashuv Ha'etz Hadama. That's what he has by Trima, by jams is Hadama, even though it's from an apple. That's the Bach.
Apple sauce
will be Hadama. It is a shita. Rav Soloveitchik liked it, but I was telling Rav Sarfati, he thought, that's a big chidush, to say you could change between the eitz and hadamah, go down a step. Okay, anyway, sugar, we have the Rambam. So the Kesem Mishnah said, why did the Rambam need to give two reasons? He said, I'll give you two. He says, the reason why he had to give two reasons is because it's not a pri, is to say, maybe if everybody eats it this way, so everybody sucks the sugar cane, so then you should be ha'etz. So that's what the Rambam is saying. No, ein zepri. It's not the main fruit. So certainly it's not going to be ha'etz. There's no question. Maybe it'll be hadama. And that's why he has to give another answer. Ishtani. It's like salt. It's like zeh ba'alma. It's like something that came out and totally changed.
How are we saying ha'etz on sugar cane that grows directly from the ground? It's not like it comes from a tree. It's like
it grows direct. Oh, so you're saying it should be hadama.
At the most.
Okay, so the Gemara on the bottom, I think, Lamed Vav, sounds like anything that grows out of the ground and stays with the branches, with the different machluka going in, maybe we'll talk. But everybody agrees if it comes out of the ground and it's a hard thing and it's maybe has to be tall, whatever, then that's considered a tree. Even like cinnamon, it's a machluka. He says here bottom line hadama, okay. But the Tosa quoted cinnamon should be ha'etz. And we make a bray atzeh b'samim when we have cinnamon, because it's, let's say, a grapevine. A grapevine, and it would have been ha'etz, except it was ishtani leluya, so we're going to make a geffen on it. But anything that's like a vine that grows out of the ground should be a tree. There's a whole big machloket about papaya, eggplant, about what bracha, and besides that, more important, it was orla. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it is. It's the whole thing.
The whole thing is the tree. I like slap and slap.
Yes. Right. It's true. That's right. Nobody would plant the hearts of palm to, but it's true. But here, they mamish made the sugar cane so that people should cut it down to eat the sugar. It grows very quickly and easily. It's similar. It's a grass. It grows. It's like bamboo. People don't like it in America because it's like a weed. It grows. It is 20 feet deep roots and you can never get rid of it. The same thing with the sugar cane. It doesn't grow in New Jersey. It grows in Florida or in the hot places. But yeah, okay, so that's where we have the sugar imports. Good.
A stem.
Okay. Okay. Fine. there's a whole few machloket. What I saw, okay, first time we had a real machloket, Chida and Mamar Mordechai, is about the eggplants. We talked about them before, but the Mamar Mordechai 1700s, or Mordechai Karmi, son-in-law of the Masa Moshe, Moshe Yisrael from Eretz Yisrael, the Mamar Mordechai was a big gadol, Italy and France, he was a rabbi in France, Sfardi Talmud Chacham, he is a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, he says he's going to try to answer for the Beit Yosef all the questions that the Magen Ram Taz asked. Okay, so a lot of times he does. If you're looking for good answers, we have the nice Mamar Mordechai, that's Mamar Mordechai. He got a haskama from the Chida, the Chida wrote back, I didn't realize what you wrote in your sefer when I gave you the haskama, because you attacked a bunch of things that I wrote in Berkei Yosef. So then he wrote the Machzik Bracha, trying to answer up. There was another sefer, it's not a fancy one. You can only find the Hebrew books in the original print, whatever. Divrei Mordechai, that's the response of the Mamre Mordechai back to the Machzik Bracha of the Chida. So anyway, about papaya and about eggplant. Eggplant was something in the Middle East they had. What bracha? So in the Radvaz, the Halacha Ketanot, they already discussed 1500s, 1600s, so the minhag is that people ate them. The minhag dama. And someone was me'orer, maybe that really should be a problem or love. Why? Because the eggplant plant grows, and very quickly you get fruit in the first year. And orla is that you plant an apple tree, you can only eat the apples after 3 years. That's the halakha of orla. Vegetables don't have orla. You see this in the Gemara on Lamed Vav a little bit, but that's the basic idea of orla. Orla is 3 years, you can't eat it. In Chutzar, they have a rule, it says in the Gemara, that you go into the field, and as long as you don't know this is orla, you're allowed to eat it, because Safek orla is mutar, and you don't have to look even for this stuff. You don't have to mevar anything. It's mutar as long as you don't know. Okay. Now, what about in Eretz Yisrael? You don't have that far, we don't go. But we have to know. So the question is papaya, is the eggplant, so hadama, is it a vegetable? If it's a vegetable, so then it's not considered an orla. So the Chida says he quoted from his grandfather who heard from the Arizal. Now his grandfather, Rav Amram Azulai, heard things from Rav Yosef Karo, and he heard things from the Arizal. So this one quoted from the Arizal, that the minhag is that the people eat the eggplant. Okay, very nice. And now the Mamar Mordechai attacks him. Mamar Mordechai says, and this is Reish Gimel, he says, it's a big question. Maybe the eggplant is a hard, it has a stem, it's a hard thing, it grows and has branches. Why not? Maybe it should be ha'etz. And also the eggplant, besides being ha'etz, should be orla. You can't eat it. And the plant doesn't even last so many years, so you're never going to have kosher orla, not orla eggplant, because after 3 years, the plant dies. So there's one way or the other. You're going to eat it, you make hadama, or you can't eat it at all. The Mamar Mordechai says you can't eat it. But then he says, he goes back and forth, he knows the minhag was that people ate it. So there is orla and chutzars, but we're makel for every safek. So this is basically nashala. In the OU and other, Rucham Avadia says in Eretz Yisrael, even in Eretz Yisrael they're makel. But he says in Eretz Yisrael there's a discussion. In chutzars we're totally makel on the shala, because since some shittot say this is hadama, so there's no question. But safek we matir. So eggplant, papaya, and those, there's no question. We're gonna say in chutzars you can eat them, no question. In Eretz Yisrael, the Mamar Mordechai thought that was a problem. He didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, but he thought that should be a problem over there. But the Machzik Bracha, he wrote back. He said, you brought me a few Rishonim, but you didn't quote some of the Achronim. The Achronim said a reason. Maybe it's only the tree, only if it grows and doesn't give fruit right away. Maybe an apple tree, for example. An apple tree, you're not going to get fruit right away. The Ramban even talks about, why does Hashem give us this rule of orla? You can't eat the fruit for 3 years. Because you know it's not natural for the tree to give fruit anyway right away. And Hashem said, since it doesn't give fruit right away, so I want you to be patient and to wait. And then after the fourth year, now you want to give something. The first thing you should give it to me. Okay, we should always have Bikurim, we should always have Hakar to Hashem. So very nice. When are you going to give the Bikurim, the best thing to the Hashem, or the Netar of I? The fourth year you're going to give to Hashem in eating your Shalim. When is that? You're going to eat from the junk, the first year, the apples, you can't eat them at all. So he says you have to wait to the fourth year. Since you have to wait to the fourth year to be able to eat them, that's the first thing that you're going to be, that's the first 3 years are not even edible fruit. The fourth year is edible, so that's why you have to bring your Shalim. That's why that's the Tama Dekra for Orla. Okay, this is the Ramban, is an explanation why Hashem gave us Orla. But it doesn't make sense. You have a tree that dies after 3 years. Hashem, would you want you to eat it at all? No, maybe Orla doesn't apply it at all. And on that, we were so mech. That's from Halacha Ketanot, and that's what many of the Achronim come out. That's what the Berkei Yosef comes back with, the Yechavidah. That's what we follow. Yeah. Okay. Now, about just to finish off today, the sugar. Okay, so bottom line, we follow the Rambam, so the Brocha Lakel, the Taz, the Gra, they argue. No, the tour was right. The tour says he doesn't understand the Rambam since it's not the Adaita Dehacha. People plant the sugar cane only to eat the, it's not like the hearts of palm. People plant it just to eat the sugar cane. So it should be Ha'etz. That's what the Taz, and that's what the Taz and the Gra come out. That's true. And someone who does like that, Yeshem al smoke. Okay, but we should. The minhag is we follow Maran who follows the Rambam. Even though the Rambam is dayachid and Rishonim, that's for sure what we do. Safek Baruch Lakel Shakol on that. What the Bir Halacha says? Already in the 1800s, they had a different type of sugar, beet sugar, white beet sugar. Okay, you can Google and see online how it comes out. It's basically the same sort of thing. They take this is from a plant. And the Bir Halacha says it's not exactly the same. Here, there's no question. It would be hadama. It's a low to the ground, weak plant. So it's a plant. It's not a eight. But the question is, maybe people plant it and they're eating the fruit. They crush it up. They cook it. So he says, no, same thing. Which say the first reason the Rambam is a pre, you can't say. It is a pre. But he says the second reason the Rambam nishkan alidei or it was changed and you just got the juice from it. It's basically just like getting the juice out of it. And you just got some pulp. They changed it. They cooked it until they crystallized it and got into sugar cane. Sugar, not sugar cane, whatever. Majority of sugar in America is actually from the beets. 60%. In the world, it's like very little. It's like 30%. Most of the world, sugar is from the sugar cane. But in America, it's a lot from the beets. It doesn't really matter. Tastes the same. They're slightly different. This they make caramel. The sweeter sugar, the molasses sugars, those are the sugar cane things. The beets sugar doesn't make the molasses things. It doesn't really matter. This is for the Bir Halacha, says the basic same machloket, we're going to say sugar shakal on it. What's the nafkamina? I want to bring out a chidush halacha. The Ben Ish Chai says if you ever have an apple and a candy that was sugar, or you have sugar, then what you should do, you should not have the apple ha'etz first and then have the shakal, because maybe when you made the ha'etz on the apple, you were poter, you just exempted your shakol. Something broke a lot, Kale, because ha'etz works on, according to a lot of Rishonim, ha'etz just worked on your sugar, on your candy. So now you're stuck. What should I do? Says the Beis Chai, flip the order. Should do it the other way. Make shakol on the abedvara on the candy. Then make ha'etz on the apple. That's what he says. And he says, b'diavad, if I didn't do this, I didn't flip the order, I would say you could still do it anyway, you could still make two brachot. That's Beis Chai. Shiver aminim and candy. Yes, yeah. It overrides all the rules of kiddim and ruchot. Yes, he would say it. That's the Ben Chai. But Chum Avad, yes, you want to. Chum Avad doesn't agree. He says, he agrees the idea that it's safek. That's true. But he says, he's more machmir safek brachot. He says, if you didn't realize switching the order, it's safek brachot, you can't even make the bracha. He has a proof. Because the Rabbi Kiba Eger has a stira and Kuf Samachad. After we'll do this, okay, today just to say, we're going to finish Reish Bet. This is the point. If this halakha, we're finishing Reish Bet, skipping to Reish Chad. Then we'll deal with Mizonot and Schnitzel and those sort of things, granola, and next week. The Chama Vadya says, when you have a cake or a cookie at the meal, do you make a bracha in the middle of the meal? So, Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Samachad, Sif Zion, tells you all the different parts about Kisnin. Halakha different kulam on cake, crackers, pretzels. We always make Mizonot and everything. And then the next Sif Chet, he quotes the Rosh, that Vlachmaniot, the Padam, Kisnin, in the meal, you make bread, and it's not in the middle of the meal. Rikiviger says, why do you make a bracha on the meal? There may be bread. A cookie, according to some Rishonim, is a piece of bread. So you made Hamotzi. Why is it not covered? How can you make a bracha? The Evan Ozer has a great answer. He says, you're intending the thing that was Vadai. I intended to make it on a piece of bread. So I made Hamotzi, I covered the bread. I didn't cover the things that were Safek. Lo nachi daita l'safek. Umar has that a big machloket by Nazir. Someone says, I'll be a Nazir if this guy's a Nazir. And then and someone else says, I'll be a Nazir if that guy's not a Nazir. And then the other guy says, one of them is a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir. And Rabbi Shimon says, neither, none of them are Nazirim because nidrarav el hafla has to be explicit. Now, the Gemara has this in Kadshim and other things. Maybe Lonachid Adate, Safek. A person doesn't want to be involved in a Safek. Says Avin Ozer, 1700s, a big Gadol, grandson of the Marshal. One day we'll talk Marshal, Arizal, whether they're related, not related. The Arizal probably had half, was a half Sephardi. His mother, Sephardi, but his father's Ashkenazi, Luria, from the Rashi family. But either way, we have all the Kabbalah from him. What did the Evan Ozer say? He said an answer. A person doesn't want to get involved with safek, and therefore, a person doesn't include the part of Gesni in the meal. Therefore, you could make Hamizonon. But it says, Halacha Rasez Chavavadya. But who accepted the Evan Ozer? He's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Everybody else quotes the Kasha of Rukh Yeger, the Mishnah Berurah, and Yaakov Yosef, the Chacham Levadia goes with this. We traditionally, minhag, we don't make a bracha on the mezonot in the meal. We save it for after the meal or whatever. We don't make a bracha on the meal because safek brachot. So you see, they didn't hold to this answer. They say a person makes brachot even on safek, and therefore safek brachot lakel. If a person made the eats on the apple first and then had. And then had a potato, if you had the ha'etz first on the apple, and you had a candy, it covered the candy, whether you like it or not, because if you had in mind b'feirush, not to cover it, okay, it wouldn't cover b'feirush. Okay, Chazak Baruch, any questions?